harvest is calling, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the oceans in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Christ is born. Christ is born, the King of Glory, born in yonder Bethlehem. And the shepherds heard the story which the angels brought to them. Christ is born, the King of Glory, born to save the human race. Tell, oh, tell the wondrous story of his tender love and grace. Christ is born to bring salvation to a fallen, sinful race. Preach to every tribe and nation of his love and saving grace. God, in his great love and kindness, saw this world all lost in sin, lost in darkness and in blindness, and no peace and rest within. So he sent a mighty Savior to set all sin's captives free. By his power and by his favor, all may have the victory. Hallelujah! Tell the story and proclaim his wondrous birth. Christ is born, the King of Glory, King of kings of all the earth. I'm glad to say serenely, Christ is also born in me. May I ask the question keenly, is he also born in thee? F.F. Ortman. Friends, we're happy to be coming your way by means of radio on this day before Christmas. Indeed, as we count our blessings, we find that we have much to be thankful for. At a time when so many are thinking of giving gifts and likewise receiving gifts, I would like to speak to you for the next few moments about the world's greatest gift of all. Last week on the broadcast, we read the golden text of the Bible, John 3:16. Let me read it to you once again, with the emphasis placed this time on the gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I consider that this gift which God has given to the world is the greatest of all gifts. It was his only begotten Son. The reason this gift is so great is because that through one man's life, death, burial, and resurrection, we may all have eternal life who believe in his name. Therefore, the unmerited favor of God reaches to the lowest degree of sin to elevate and save a soul which would otherwise be eternally lost. Listen to this verse of poetry again. I'm glad to say serenely, Christ is also born in me. May I ask the question keenly, is he also born in thee? Here then is the paramount question which I am asking each of you today. is he also born in thee? It is sad, but indeed how true, that there are many whose hearts have never experienced a new birth. There are those who live in sin, full of hatred, envy, malice, jealousy, with many of the associated works of evil that accompany these works of the flesh. Then there are some who know what it is to taste the joys of salvation, and yet they're longing for some loved one, a son, a daughter, or perhaps even a father or a mother, to know the joys of salvation. It is for these loved ones that their prayers are continually offered to God. For you, I have encouragement. Listen, God answers prayer. At first, I prayed with heartfelt longing for my boy to mend his way in the wakeful hours of nighttime, in the busy hours of day, pleading with my Heavenly Father for the one I love so dear. Bitter tears I shed in silence, oft my hopes would turn to fears. To renew my failing courage, I would read again His Word, read again His precious promises, just to know my prayer was heard. Now my prayers have turned to praising, for I know God sees and cares when a mother's heart is breaking. Yes, I know God answers prayer. Oh, what joy to see my loved one serving God with heart sincere, and to know he will be ready when my Savior shall appear. Take new courage, mothers, fathers, if your heart is filled with care for a child who seems so wayward. Christ does hear and answer prayer. Select by Mrs. Hugh Wilson. And now I want to share with you some thoughts expressed in a letter from some very good friends of ours. Patsy will give this to you.
Christmas, 1967. Dear friends, greetings at this joyous season of the year. During this time of the year, we love to think of the wonderful little package that came to this world almost 2,000 years ago. The Scripture says, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." At this season, much thought is given to giving. Some gifts are lasting and practical, while other gifts are for looks and beauty. Some gifts are exchanged because of duty or tradition. Some gifts are appreciated, while others are not. But when God gave His gift to this world, He gave the finest quality and most lasting gift of all gifts. People can never tell, words can't be put in writing, the benefits and blessings that have been received through this unspeakable gift. Benefits for soul and body while in this life, and then the provision of eternal life in ages to come. This year has been full of the blessings from above. All is well with our family at this writing, and seems that we are especially thankful that we have all been spared and with our loved ones again through the holidays. One of the highlights of this year was on June 3rd, our home was blessed with a baby girl whom we named Glenetta Lynn, but is better known around 9220 Eastern Avenue as Baby Sister. She has blue eyes and brown hair and is dearly loved by all. We'll close for now, trusting the very best God has to offer to be upon you and yours. Remember, too, we will all start even with this new year of 1968. No one has traveled it before. No human being, whether he is rich, poor, learned, ignorant, saved, lost, or whatever, knows what 1968 may bring. So let's travel it with the only one who does know and sing his praises as we go. Love, Glenn and Lita Inman, Charles Glenn, David Dean, and Glenetta Lynn.
Thank you, Glenn and Lita Inman. May God bless those thoughts and carry them home to the hearts of those who hear the broadcast today. Let us pray. Our Father, unworthy as we were, we're made happy today for the gift, the greatest gift of all, redemption brought to all mankind if they will only taste and see that the Lord is good. Bless the words of the message today to each one listening, and to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. And now, friends, may I take just a moment to tell you that you've been listening to the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. I'm Willie Murphy. It's been a real pleasure to bring you this brief gospel message. It is our hope and sincere desire that God may bless each of you with the fullness of His blessing, not only at this special season of the year, but throughout the coming new year. If you would like a printed copy of the message, we'd be glad to send you one free of charge upon your request. If we may be of any help to you, be sure to let us know. We're trusting the Lord by faith to keep His word on the air and in the mail. We desire your prayers and cooperation. And now, here's a song. Come Unto Me. The singers are Bob Forbes, Doyle Forbes, Leslie Busby, Waldo Eck, and Willie Murphy.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me. Are you by remorse or sense of guilt depressed? Come right on to Jesus, He will give you rest. Come unto me. Conquered been, as a sense of weakness brought distress within. Christ will sanctify you if you claim His best. In the Holy Spirit, He will give you rest. Come unto me. I will give you rest.
Friends, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy of the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma, wishing each of you a Christmas day filled with joy and God's blessings throughout the new year. A very cheerful goodbye.
My yoke is easy. My burdens are